Shyamalan comes to his friend. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshayahu. That Rabbi Yochanan holds that the first day of the Chag is the Iker Chiyuv, and the rest of the days are Tashlumin for the first day. And Rabbi Yeshayahu holds no. The tashlumin for each other each day could theoretically be the first day of chiyuv. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if you aren't healthy on the first day, you're not chayav on the first day, you're chiyuv on the first day, you're not chayav the rest of the days. This all starts tashlumin rishon. And according to Rabbi Yeshayahu, it's not the case. And Rabbi Yeshayahu, even if you become chayav on the second day, the third day, the fourth day, each day could theoretically be a tashlumin for the previous day. So why not understand why Rabbi Yochanan is first? Even though Rabbi Yeshayahu was his Rebbe, and we also want to understand why the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yochanan. The Rambam paskens the world Tashlumin Rishon. Why not pasken like the Rebbe Rabbi Yeshayahu? And we also want to understand why the Rambam has a different source. The Rambam has a different source than the Gemara. Rambam source is Shivas Yam Tachol. We read it. Shivas Yam Tachol Hashem Lekech. Pasuk in Re'eh. The Gemara B'chalal doesn't bring that. Since the Gemara B'chalal doesn't bring that pasuk as the makor, so why is the Rambam making it up? Rambam usually doesn't do that. It would appear as follows that earlier on in the Gemara 6a, 6b, is Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds that everything was said, both the generalities, the generalities were said at Sinai, the close, and the details at all Moed. Rabbi Akiva holds no. The details and generalities were said at Sinai, they were repeated at all Moed, and then they were said a third time at Erev Moed. So, for example, Rashi brings Karbonus. According to Rabbi Yishmael, the generalities were said at Sinai. And then later on, all what Hashem went into detail. According to Rabbi Akiva, no. It doesn't matter what's written in the Torah, you have to know a rule. And that is that the generalities and details were said at Sinai. The generalities and details were repeated in Arba Moed. And the generalities and details were repeated again a third time in Arba Moed. That's the Machlokas Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rabbi Yishmael doesn't say anything about Arba Moed before they came with Eretz Yisrael. He only talks about the period of Sinai and then Vayter Ol Moed after the Mishkan was built. But doesn't mention anything about Arba Smov, then Rabbi Akiva mentions Arba Smov. So clearly that the reason is that there's a big difference in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, all three stages are equal. You can learn the Gedarim of a mitzvah from Sinai, you can learn the Gedarim of a mitzvah from Ol Moed, and you can learn the Gedarim of a mitzvah from Arba Smov, meaning from Shmos, Sinai, from Vayikram Bamidbar, Arba Smov, Ol Moed, Mishkan. And you could also learn the Gedarim of Mitzvah from Arba Smov, which is Dvarim. You could learn from all three stages, because they're all equal. Because everything was the generalities and details were repeated at all three stages, were said at all three stages. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, no. The only two significant periods are Sinai, where the clothes were said, there you can learn the Gedarim of Mitzvah, and Ol Moed. And the details at Ol Moed, but that's only Vayikram Bamidbar. But Vayikram Dvarim, you can't learn the Gedarim of the Mitzvah from Dvarim. That is Rabbi Yishmael. That's the machlokas of Rabbi Akiva Yishmael. So according to that, we can say the following: in our sugya, and daf tes, Rabbi Yochanan brings from Rabbi Yishmael at the beginning of the sugya that the isur din tashlumin karbanos is misvara. That you understand that it's going to be all 7 days, and then the tachidush of tashlumin from the 8th day is learning zera shav from a pasuk in sefer Dvarim to a pasuk in sefer Vayikra. So it's as if it was said in Vayikra. So everything is cool because you have it. Everything is learned from either svara or Vayikra. And you're allowed to learn from Vayikra. You learn from mitzvah. Because it's not Dvarim, it's not Arba Smov, it's still Ol Moed. So he learns from the pasuk of Sheishem Tocha Matzim Shatzeres L'Shem Lekech, the pasuk of B'Yom Hashmini Atzeres Kol Nachzor Lo Sasim VaYikra. So everything is cool from pasuk Dvarim to pasuk Vayikra. So it turns out that it was really torn VaYikra. So that's Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yishmael. Now here's the chiddush. Vayter says the brisa. Now the Tana Leisel on the Halacha. This brisa is also going according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara doesn't say so. We can just even this brisa is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. that he can't learn the Yisodos in the mitzvah from Sefer Tvarim. He darshens from the pasuk, "V'chagosim also chayil Hashem shivas yamim," that it says in Parashas VaYikra and in Sefer Yikra and Parashas Emor. So he learns from "V'chagosim also chayil Hashem shivas yamim." That's where he learns this inyan of Tashlumin being all 7 days, because that's all learned from a pasuk in Parashas Emor and Sefer VaYikra, and that's also according to Rabbi Yishmael. So both the Rabbi Yochanan and the Braisa are both Rabbi Yishmaelic, and therefore Rashi, we understand Rashi. Rashi says, why does it say V'tan alay salami hacha? Because earlier on, we learned from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was saying the name of Rabbi Yishmael. And now it's a tan in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, not a non-amor in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. But they're both the name of Rabbi Yishmael. So now we can say as far as that, we're saying, honestly, there's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Shaya. If it's Tashlum Nerishan or Tashlum Zelazeh, it's only our Suya. Because our Suya is Lefi Rabbi Yishmael. Because you're learning from the pasuk in Amor, Chagosim also. And from this you learn that you don't do the Chagiga every single day, you only do it on the first day. And you also learn that it's not 7 days as one unit, because how would there be a Havim in the Raisa to do each day, bring each day another Chagiga? So it must be each day is independent, and then it can be done once each day is independent. What's Pshat? It's Pshat that they're all Chashulim for the first day, or each day is Chashulim for the previous day. And if you have a chigger that was nispashit, b'yom hashem became healthy on the second day, so the first day of chayv is the second day, and the third day is the shulman for the second day. But that's because all according to Rabbi Yishmael, that each day is a separate day. And that's l'shitaso, and that's all learned from a pasuk and sefer v'yikra, because that's Rabbi Yishmael, that can only learn gedarim and mitzvahs up to b'midbar, but not in dvarim. Comes the Rambam, he passes like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva learns, says you can learn from sukkim and dvarim. And that's why the Rambam brings from the pasuk of Shivas Yamim, Tochog Hashem Lekecha. And from this he learns there's 7 days, 7 days that are one unit, that you make a Chagigat Hashem, and therefore you are chayav to bring a carbon Chagigah on the first day, to make all 7 days together to be one Chag, it brings all the days together. And the Rambam learns from there, it's all Tashlum Derishan, because it's all one unit, all 7 days, and it starts in the first day. The first day is there too. Right, this unit is supposed to, what brings all the 7 days together is bringing it on the first day. If you're chayav the first day, then the rest of the days are tashlum for the first day. If you didn't bring it on the first day, then if you weren't chayav on the first day, then you're not chayav the rest of the chag, because it's 7 days that are one unit that are brought together by the chagig you bring on the first day, you bring it on the first day. So it's sishbe, it's too late, that's it, you missed it. It's not tashlum zelazeh, it's only a tashlum rishon. So again, the Rambam is bringing a different pasuk in the Gemara, because the Rambam's pasuk like Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva can learn from pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. Just the on the test, we can learn from Dvarim, because that's all the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael. So it's not pshat that Rabbi Yochanan passed like Rabbi Yochanan, which was the case of Mishnah's Kasha. Has Rambam passed like Rabbi Yochanan in the Talmud? The answer is that the whole machlok is Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Ushaya, their whole machlok is only a little bit of Rabbi Yishmael. But their machlokas is not aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is a whole different halach. So it's not the Rambam's passing like Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Shai. It's the Rambam's passing like Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva holds Tashlum Derisha. Rabbi Yochanan holds the way according to Rabbi Yishmael. But the Rambam's passing like Rabbi Akiva. And that's why the Rambam brings the passing in Sefer Dvar that Rabbi Yishmael can't learn from, because he says he can't learn Gedar from Sefer Dvar. So that answers the kasha of the case of Mishnah. And we also had a kasha, why was the Gemara Lecha Mishnah? Why was the Gemara Machlim Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yishaya? Rabbi Yishaya was greater. He was his Rebbe. He was greater than him. Older than him. So the answer is that the Gemara is telling us that this is all coming from Rabbi Yochanan earlier, who explained our Mishnah according to Rabbi Yishmael. So this whole machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yishaya, is a leader of Rabbi Yishmael. And Rabbi Yochanan really explained Rabbi Yishmael. Therefore, mentions Rabbi Yochanan first. So that's why it says Rabbi Yochanan first, because it's going on what it said earlier in the city, that Rabbi Yochanan explained Rabbi Yishmael. So it's saying that this whole machlokas is only leaving Rabbi Yishmael. But in Echanan, Rabbi Akiva argues, and Rabbi Akiva holds that it's all that you can learn from Pasuk and Sefer Dvarim. And that's where the Rambam brings from the Pasuk to Sefer Dvarim. No? Dvarim Me'irim, Baruch Hashem, this is a lot more to say in the Suya. And especially in the Suya of Kols and Prophets, it's a fascinating Suya. But hopefully we'll revisit this. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.